The 2023 Arctic Winter Games in Wood Buffalo have officially kicked off. Fort McMurray is absolutely buzzing right now, but it wasn't an easy journey to get here. Melissa Blake, a chair for the Arctic Winter Games, spoke with Windspeaker Radio Network about the journey the AWG committee took to get here.
It was a long and arduous journey. We started in 2019, putting our packages together, thinking about budgets and our execution. 1 year later, we learned we weren't going to get the games in 2022, and that was an instant heartbreak. It took about a week and a half or two to figure out whether they would be able to be rescheduled. We in the municipality were begging literally to keep the games, and the International Committee, bless them, they actually were able to enable that to happen. So we get the games right now. Our next host society will be in Alaska, and they'll be in 2024.
While the journey was long and a little strange at times, Blake says it's great to finally get the games on.
It's awkward. When I say awkward, I don't mean from that perspective. 1 year is different than 2 years, sure, but it's because every game that was delayed in the last 2 years over the COVID situation that we're all facing is all coming to the fruition now. We're the first out of the gate. We get the colder temperatures. We've got the Canada Games that are coming as well, and a lot of the same participants or communities are affected. So it's an intense year for making up what was lost.
Blake also says that if you have a chance to check out the Arctic Winter Games in either Fort McMurray, Anzac, Conklin, or as far as Fort Chippewa, it is definitely worth the time.
These games are so special and unique. I would say that any person in Canada, if they ever get a chance, should come and witness them. When you're looking at unique sports like the Arctic sports and the Dene games, you've got the 18 other normal type activities, but they're all happening with people who come from communities in the North, Circumpolar North. We've got Alaska, we've got the people from Finland, Norway, and Sweden. We've got our territories in Canada, as well as Northern Alberta. And it's a wonderful milieu, and the cultures are fabulous, and it's just a great time to be in this part of the country.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.